This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
My name's Bob, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight! Before we can get all wound up, I want to give a big shout out to Jimmy Hoare in front. Those folks listening in tonight on the Disney Nerd Podcast, we want to welcome you all.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to episode 491 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. On tonight's show, I hope you came hungry because Jimmy and Morgan discuss their favorite table service restaurants in Walt Disney World. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Let's start over at Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Oh, and I did top three. So top three, man, that's going to be almost all of them at Magic Kingdom for table services.
Well, you've had more time to think, so you tell your top three.
I had no more time to think, by the way. I'll do my number three, and then I'll let you do your number three, and then we'll work up to our number one. And I think probably some of ours are going to be the same.
I would be upset if our number one's not the same.
I would imagine the number one is the same.
Yeah.
So number three, I'm going to go with Crystal Palace.
Okay. Why?
It's a buffet. I mean, it's fine. It's good. I like the Winnie the Pooh characters. I haven't been there in a while. Maybe I need to try it again. I guess it does get some bonus points because it's a character dining. I mean, how many table service restaurants are there? Four?
I'm actually pulling that up while we talk.
I think there's only four. So, oh, you know what? I take my vote back.
Nope. Okay.
Because I forgot about the Plaza. I would say Plaza is number three.
I'm going to start calling you Sam.
Crystal Palace got kicked out. I forgot about the Plaza. So Plaza, well, it obviously is not going to be Liberty Tree Tavern because I hope nobody ever, that place is not good.
My number three is going to be the Plaza. Yeah. I had to skim real quick at the options. There are more than four options.
All right. So what's the options?
Okay. Be Our Guest, Cinderella's Royal Table. Crystal Palace.
Never been there.
Liberty Tree, Plaza, yeah. And Tony's.
And sometimes Diamond Horseshoe, but that they only open that occasionally.
Actually, you know what? Scratch the Plaza. I'm putting Tony's as my number three.
Okay. So Plaza number three for me, which the Plaza I think is almost like counter service plus. Like it's technically a table service, but I mean it's hot sandwiches. It's not terribly expensive. I think it's really good. So number three for me would be the Plaza. Number three for you would be Tony's.
Yes.
So what's your number two?
Be Our Guest.
I haven't been since they changed it. So it's been a while since I've been, but
I haven't either. And the reason why I put it number two is location, is the ambiance. You're in the Beast Castle. You can sit in the West Wing or the Grand Ballroom.
The ambiance is amazing.
That's why it's my number two. I've only done it during lunch. Have not done dinner where the Beast actually comes out because of price. But the ambiance sells me more. But that's also Beauty and the Beast has a little piece of my heart because that's one of me and my boyfriend's movies. So,
okay. So my number two would be Tony's.
Yeah.
So mine is Plaza, Tony's, and I think we're going to agree on number one. Tony's is really good. Tony's gets a bad reputation, but I think a lot of the bad reputation that Tony's gets is old reputation. And I think it's much better than it was at one time. Be Our Guest. I did like when they had the French onion soup, we enjoyed that. And they had the seared tuna was good. I don't know. I haven't been since they changed it though. And it's pretty damn pricey.
Yeah. That I'm definitely saving for like special occasion type of meal. Like that's the birthday anniversary, something like that.
I would say if you've never been, it's worth going there just to experience the inside because it's amazing.
Yeah.
The fried cheese appetizer is really good at Tony's. I would also say the new bread, which you have to pay for now, which is a little different because they used to give you free bread, but it's different bread and it's really, really good.
Which I think we got the, because you took me, mom, and my friend Danielle when we were down for the 50th. And
I think they still had free bread back then.
Yeah, but I think we got the fried cheese appetizer too.
Oh, we may have. We very well may have.
Yeah. And that's why it's number three, because it's better than the Plaza. Plaza would have been my number four if we were doing four.
Yeah. And number one, obviously, Skipper Canteen.
Yep.
We just talked about it. I mean, you can go there and just get appetizers. The appetizers are freaking amazing. I mean, every appetizer. I love the cachapas, which are the little corn, like pancakes.
Yeah.
With the pork on top. It's so good.
I have...
The cheese bread that Charlotte got is really good. The dumplings, I mean, it's everything there is really good.
The last time that we went, me and Kim actually got this fried rice, which was an appetizer, and it was only there for the 50th.
Yeah.
And I wish that I need to message Charlotte just to see like, hey, did you notice if that fried rice was still there? Because it needs to stay on the menu. It was perfect for a meal. I actually have a Skipper Canteen metal cup somewhere in storage from the first time I ate there.
Was I with you for that?
No. The first time I went there was me and Danielle because she was a cast member and cast member discount. Yay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That is one of the places we got to eat with Sophie one time. And I don't remember, it was me and Wyatt and Charlotte.
And me and Charlotte. And that was our
you
like.
And Sophie. We had a big. All of us went. It was really nice.
Yeah, I was gonna say like six or eight of us were at the table.
Yeah, rest in peace, Sophie.
Yeah, we got a picture somewhere.
Sophie was a huge Disney Nerds podcast fan. She was at every event she could be. We miss her.
Isn't her sister gonna come this year?
She's gonna be in Disney. I don't know. She was last year, but the hurricane messed everybody up. So hopefully we get to see her. And her husband this year.
If anybody wants to do preemptive rain dances to prevent a hurricane in November while we're there, I'd greatly appreciate it.
So it's a great time to bring that up. I just commented on the page. If you go to the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page and go to the event section, you can see all the events. We have one coming up in July, but most of the main events are in November. That's when we have our meetup at Splitsville, which is a paid event. That includes food and alcohol with the price of admission. Or if you don't want alcohol, you can just do a cheaper price for just the food. It's not very expensive. $79 for Splitsville, $79 if you want the bar. So it's a 3-hour open bar with food, like bar food. So it's not like a sit-down dinner. It's more like a reception. So they have pizza, Parmesan chicken tenders, and some sushi.
Splitsville's the best sushi on property. Like multiple people have said this.
It's very good.
Yeah.
So $79 is a 3-hour open bar and food. If you don't want the open bar, you can do just $39 and just that comes with soft drinks, coffee, tea, and includes the food. So we just got some exciting news, and a lot of y'all in the live show may not remember, but one of our really early co-hosts of the Disney Nerds podcast was Jennifer Kaufman, and her kids are just getting a little bigger, and her life just got extremely busy. So she hasn't really been a part of the show other than just really being a supporter, but she just messaged me and she's going to be at the Splitsville event, and hopefully the other events too, but certainly at the Splitsville event. So I'm very excited to see her. She's been a friend for a very long time. I don't think I mentioned it, but this is our 10th year, the Disney Nerds podcast, 10th year. So this will be our 10th anniversary meetups in November. So we'd love to see all of you there. If you think you would like to attend the Splitsville meetup, which is Thursday, November 9th from 7 to 10. Please reach out to me or the podcast so we can RSVP you, because the space is limited. So we're trying to get everybody that's going to be at that to let us know. And obviously, we have to collect the money. But the other two events, which will be November 10th at 5 p.m. in Epcot, in Canada at Epcot, which will roam around halfway around the world. We're going to start in Canada. That one and the Saturday morning at 10 o'clock will be the scavenger hunt. So those two meetups, you can really just show up. Those you don't really have to RSVP. You can go to the event and let us know if you're coming. I mean, obviously, we'd like to know if you're coming, but you don't necessarily have to RSVP. You do have to make park reservations. That's true.
And by the way, guys, if you have not made your resort reservations for the meetup, you want to do that too. You want to do that early. Just a heads up, the weekend before is a Run Disney weekend. So, you know, you want to make sure those are booked and you don't lose your spot and have to stay off property. Oh my gosh.
Yep. Do that now. Contact myself and Morgan if you want to book. Go ahead and book a room for that time. We'd be happy to help you.
Unfortunately, we don't have an event group rate, but
they're not doing it. Disney's not doing group room rates at the time, so right now. So I don't think they have the capacity. I don't know. I don't think they have the staff to have the room capacity to offer group room rates. So hopefully that'll come back. That's one thing we used to do, was group room rates for the meetups, and hopefully we can do that again. So,
and I also want to say, like, booking it now, even if it's an all-star, the way that room rates have been going so far is, yeah, I would be shocked if there's not a fall discount for everybody or residents or pass holders or
base
card members.
I don't know. I got somebody who's coming in, a client who's coming in, and we tried to get her dad, it's for her son's birthday, and we tried to add a night to his, and it wasn't available at Pop. And it's the same week. So we tried to add
the room.
Just the room. The room at Pop wasn't available for the Friday night of the meetup. Wasn't available the night of the 10th.
Which is another reason why, if you guys haven't done your rooms, let's go ahead and get those booked now.
Yep. I would get it booked. Reach out and I'll help you get it booked. Do it now so you don't miss out. All right, let's hop over to Epcot.
Jumping on the monorail.
I'll let you go first with your number three.
Okay.
This is going to be really tough because there's a lot of really good
people. I know, like Epcot. Epcot is like, I feel like Epcot's the tougher than any of the other ones. So,
so many options. So it's
just
really
just hard. For an example, I've got the Disney's website pulled up. There are 6 table service options in Magic Kingdom. When you change it to Epcot, it goes to 28.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So what's your number three?
I would have to say my number three would be Coral Reef.
Okay. Tell me about Coral Reef.
I like Coral Reef.
Was the last time you were there with me?
Yeah.
Me too.
It's mainly a seafood dining. Again, it's the ambiance of, you've got the aquarium right there, so you can see the fish and the turtles, maybe the diver occasionally, you know, cleaning. And I love the seas. That's one of my favorite parts of the park. So it's ambiance. And the food, when me, you, and Kim were there, was delicious. And I'm not a huge seafood person. And I loved everything. And I think I even took a bite of what you and Kim had, too. And there was nothing I didn't like.
Yeah, we kind of shared a little bit just to try everything. And it was... Yeah. I don't think I would share my dessert, but everything else I think we share.
No, I think, yeah, you wouldn't allow us a bite of your dessert. Whatever it was, you were not sharing that.
Yeah, I think I kept that one close to the chest.
And we did the candlelight processional dining package.
Yeah, so we got an appetizer.
Three appetizers.
And a, Yeah. Each one of us got an appetizer. Each one of us got an entree. And each one of us got a dessert.
Yeah.
My number three. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. In fairness, do you want me to read you the list?
No.
Okay.
This is tough. All right. Read me the list.
Okay. Oscar House in Norway. Beer Garden. Chef de France. Coral Reef. Garden Grill. La Creperie, which I wouldn't consider table service.
It is. You can go sit down there and they'll wait on you.
Okay. La Hacienda. Le Cellier. Monsieur Paul. Nine Dragons. Rose and Crown Dining Room. Rose and Crown Pub. San Angel Inn. Space 220. Spice Road. Takume Te, which is brand new. Teppan Ito. Tokyo
Dining. Is Takume Te the really nice place in Japan? Yes. So that's not new, right? That was, they introduced that right before COVID and then it went away?
Yeah, and it's just reopened.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It was. Is that the same name it was? I don't remember.
I don't know if it's the same name.
Me and Sam went up there and looked at the menu and they were letting people in. This is all right before COVID. So they had just opened it. It's like a signature dining place in Japan.
Yes, but this is like the $4 price point. So this is going to be, $60 plus per person. Also, Tutto Italia in Via Napoli.
Number three, and I'm only putting it number three because I've only tried it once, but number three, I'm going to go Space 220.
Okay. Now, that more ambiance than food or both?
Both. We really enjoyed the food. The food was really good, which I'm eating there again next month.
Okay.
I'm taking Caitlin there. Me and Ed.
20 is not on my list because I haven't eaten there.
Me, Ed, and Caitlin are gone. Well, if you go in July, I may or may not have an extra spot at my table. So then my number two would be Coral Reef.
Okay.
I agree. And the last time I was there was with you. But I also went there right before that when my niece Haley went with us and we got to sit right on the tank. So we had a table right on the side of the tank,
yeah.
Which was pretty amazing. I mean, that's really cool to sit, at one of those lower level tables that you're right next to the tank. It's kind of cool to be eating fish while you're looking at fish.
Or, a turtle while you're eating fish, because sometimes you're eating the fish and you're like looking at the fish like.
Or watching the turtle while you're eating the turtle.
They don't serve turtle.
They don't have turtle soup? That's surprising. No.
Turtle soup is actually a bad thing.
It's what?
I've heard. Like, they don't... The turtles that are made for turtle soup, they capture them inhumanely and stuff like that, I've read.
I don't know if that's true. I guess it depends on where you eat it.
Yeah.
If you eat it down here in South Louisiana, it's probably a turtle caught here in South Louisiana.
Yeah.
I mean, we're very big on locals.
One of Wyatt's friends probably caught it,
Probably. Frogs, for sure. I mean, they catch frogs all the time and eat them. All right. So what is your numero uno?
No, we're still on two.
Oh, your two. I did my two. Yeah. What's your two?
My two is Spice Road's table. Partly because I missed the original menu.
Yeah. I mean, I would have agreed on the, when it was the original menu. I don't know that I feel the same way now.
I like the menu now, even though it's tapas, but I'm okay with the menu now because it is a little bit of my culture because it's Mediterranean. So like when we went during like that downpour last summer, me and mom got domates, which is like the rice stuffed in the grape leaves, which like.
I love grape leaves.
Yeah. I mean, like that's really good. We got some kind of sampler and everything.
How do you say it?
Huh?
How did you say it?
Domates.
See, I think I've learned it as doma, which I think is the more of the Arabic way of.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same. I think it's the same thing. It's just one way.
Yeah.
The Arabic, I think it's doma is the Arabic way of saying it, but it's the same. It's grape leaves. Yeah. I love grape leaves. I get them all the time here.
It's delicious.
Like it. Gotcha. it's very like lemony rice, basically, right?
And the lemoniness is really based on who's cooking it. I've had some, there's no lemon on it. I have some, you swear that there's a lemon slice in the leaf.
I like the lemony rice. Like, I think it goes well wrapped in the grape leaf. It's very delicious. I love grape leaves.
Like, the one at Spice Roads was not overly lemony, which I wouldn't expect it to be overly lemony because it's Epcot and you want to, you know, cater to the masses.
One of our local grocery stores has, like, so Rouse's, which is a local grocery store here, you know, in the greater New Orleans area. It goes, they'll go all the way. There's Rouse's all the way out to, like, Gulf Shores, Alabama. But they do a lot of, like, prepared food in their grocery. I guess a lot of places, like, kind of like Publix does that now. But so you can get, like, a poke bowl there. You can get sushi there, and it's all really good. But they have an olive, like a station that you can get, like olives and
an olive bar, mix
and gardenia mix and all that stuff. And here at the Rouse's by us, they always have grape leaves, like the Doma.
Yeah.
Like in there. So you could just put that, you know, you buy by the pound or whatever.
Yeah. So, I mean, like that's why I'm putting it as number two, because even though I want the original menu back and I want like an actual meal, I'm okay with the small plates because I like that Mediterranean food. It's stuff I've kind of grown up with.
So mine went Space 220 Coral Reef.
What's number one?
You know, I left one off. That's probably, God, just I'm going to pull a Sam here. And this is not my number one, but this is one that I would probably throw close to my top three would be St. Angel Inn. Maybe even more so than Space 220. I don't know. They're both so good. It's hard to pick. My number one would be Via Napoli.
I knew that had to be on your list was Via Napoli.
You know, there's a couple of things going on there. First of all, I love pizza. And who doesn't? They also have a really good, and they don't call it a charcuterie board. It's something else because it's Italian. And it's a little different because it becomes like fig jam and grapes. And it's not tradition. It's not a charcuterie, I think it would be French. But it's whatever. It's called the Tangier, I think, is what it's called.
Now I'm clicking on the menu because now I'm curious.
I think it's called the Tangier. But similar. Cured meats, you know, cheeses, and then grapes.
Tagliere.
Okay, there you go.
A chef's selection of cured meats, cheeses, jams, olives, grapes, and grissini bread.
Yeah, it's delicious. Oh, my God. And then the pizza there is just so good. The other thing I really like about there is that you can go to a group of people and they'll sit your kind of family style at one big table, which is pretty amazing. So we really enjoy that. It's been our kind of our go-to at Epcot.
Yeah.
Just to go meet friends and go grab a big table, you know, that's six or eight people and get a big giant pizza. My recommendation, though, for that, if you're going to go there, is ask them to do the pizza a little well done. And I mean, that's obviously personal preference. I prefer my pizza a little, just a little, with a little char on the bottom and a little bit crispy.
And I've only done Via Napoli when they used to do, they did a beer and pizza, like a Italian food and beer pairing during Food and Wine.
Nice.
Me and my parents did that, you know, years ago, obviously, because this was pre-COVID. And that's the only time I ate at Via Napoli, and the food was delicious.
Well, we need to fix that, maybe go again.
I know, but, like, what's so bad is every time that we go now, there's a festival, and it's like, well, I want to eat the festival food, but I want to do a sit-down. It's like, you know what? I'm going to have to, like, break from the festival at some point and eat sit-down food.
We'll just do a long enough trip that you do both.
I mean, I got a long... My trip in November's pretty long, so...
There you go. So you can probably, you maybe live it both in.
Yeah. My number one is going to be Beer Garden.
See, I'm kind of upset with you with that choice.
Because you haven't had it?
Because I have had it, but I'm not allowed to go back.
No, you're not allowed to go back with Kim.
Yeah, Kim doesn't like the smell of the sauerkraut and all that. I think it's amazing. I think it's such a good time.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do in November. me, you, and my dad will do a reservation for Beer Garden. And Mom and Kim will go shop or hang out or whatever.
I want bratwurst and sauerkraut.
Yeah. And then we will just hose you down before Kim meets you. And then it'll be all
And
good.
You know what sucks is I can't even get sauerkraut at Tony's anymore. I mean, at Casey's anymore. They don't even do sauerkraut there anymore. It's disgusting. We need to go back to sauerkraut.
Let's get on the Skyliner and go to Hollywood.
All right. Now, this is going to be tough. This is going to be very tough for me.
I switched the filter on the Disney World site. So we went from 28 items in Epcot to 7. 7 options for Hollywood. All right, so my number 3, and I feel like Jimmy's not going to be happy with my number 3.
Wait a minute. It's my turn.
Okay, well, you said me, so.
It doesn't matter which one I pick because I only really like 2 places in Hollywood Studios that are sit-down restaurants. So I'll go Brown Derby. And I've only eaten there one time, and it wasn't the Brown Derby menu. It was for the Galactic Nights. So it had the same menu as the other places. So, but the place was cool. It was cool inside. They have a very cool little bar outside of it.
Yeah. The menu, the Brown Derby is nice. It's a little pricey.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, you're number 3.
My number 3 is Mama Melrose.
Yeah, I'm not happy with you at all.
Yeah, because I knew you were not going to be happy with that. I've only been the one time with you. The food was fine. And yes, it's a different type of Italian. It's the California Italian. I wasn't impressed with the food. And honestly, I feel like Disney has enough Italian places on property.
But it's not regular Italian. The calamari there is the best calamari on property.
Yeah, I just was like, eh.
Calamari there is the best calamari on property. All right, go with your number 2.
My number 2 is Sci-Fi Dine-In. I like the ambiance. I like the sitting in the cars. And even though, yes, it's the shakes and the burgers and that kind of menu, they're good. It's a good menu.
So I agree. My number 2 is Sci-Fi.
Yep.
I've had really good burgers there. I do love the ambiance. I think the ambiance is amazing. I think the place is just cool. It's a great place to go sit. It's a great place to take somebody who's maybe never been to Disney.
Yeah.
And go sit in the cars. The last couple of times I've been there, we didn't sit in the cars. We sat in the back of the tables because it was we showed up with no reservation. We were able to get sat without a table. And then my number 1 is Mama Melrose. They have one of the best Caesar salads on Disney property. Kim would agree with that. It comes with a big, like, melted piece of, like, one of those big, like, Parmesan chips, you know, that they melt. Yeah, I think, I mean, if you're going with, like, 4 people and you want to sit together, I think the tables are better than the cars. But if you're taking kids, it's cool to sit in the little, you know, if you're going to let the kids sit in front of you and, you know, you and your spouse or just you sit behind the kids. The cars are cool. I mean, it's part of the experience.
And it's a cute photo op, too.
It is a cute photo op. Yes, absolutely. The little videos are cool. I mean, I just like the whole idea of the place. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Mama Melrose, number 1. No question. Put the house on it.
My number 1.
I hope you don't agree with your mother.
Is I agree with my mother, Primetime Cafe.
Oh, it's got the same crap food that Liberty Tree Tavern does.
It does not.
Pot roast and just middle America, no flavor crap.
No. Americana, yes. Ambiance is cool, especially if you get a waiter or waitress that plays to it. This was the best fried chicken on property before homecoming.
Whoa. Slow your roll. Have you had the fried chicken at Olivia's?
No.
Apparently Olivia's is better than homecoming. I'm just telling you.
Okay. I guess I'm going to have to go to Olivia's in November.
Ain't neither one of them Willie Mays.
Is that on Disney property?
No.
Then why are we talking about it?
Because y'all, you people from North Carolina don't know that much about fried chicken.
Yeah, we do. But yeah, I mean, is it the most unique menu? No, but it plays to its ambiance.
But I just don't like that middle America type of food. It's just not my thing. I come from New Orleans. I come from Cajun land, and we eat food with spice and flavor, and it's just not my thing.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you're going there for not just the food. You're also going there for the story and the ambiance.
I like the story. I don't like the waitresses yelling at you, stuff like that.
Okay, well, the off.
I'm not saying this. Look, it's just not,
the very off chance we go in July, me and Caitlin will go to 50s, and you can just go get a beer somewhere.
I'm not saying. Look, I understand why people like it. It's just not for me. I would never go to one of those restaurants where they, like Dick's Last Resort, and all those places where they, you know, they insult you and all that stuff. Or the
so you wouldn't go to Whispering Canyon.
That's a little different. They don't insult you there. They have a little fun with you.
And see, I don't think they're insulting you at 50s. You must have had just a really mad waiter.
I don't remember it that well, to be honest with you.
You might have to give 50s another shot.
Maybe I do. Maybe I do.
Yeah. Especially if it's been a long time.
So, all right. Animal Kingdom.
We have six options in Animal Kingdom.
I've only got two because I've only eaten two of the places there. And I really enjoy both of them. So tell me the six.
And just want to say by far Epcot was the most challenging. So first is Tiffin's Nomad Lounge, which I think, isn't that a part of Tiffin's?
It is part of Tiffin's, but I think you can order food. I think you get it at a lounge and order food there.
Yeah. Pizzafari, Rainforest.
Pizzafari?
Yeah, which I thought that was,
that's a quick service. I didn't think that
was table service.
Unless they changed it. That's a quick service.
Yeah, it's listed as table
service. They may have changed it.
Tusker House and Yak and Yeti.
So I've only eaten at two of those. So, but I have heard nothing but great things about Tiffin's. It's expensive. I mean, it's a nice restaurant. I mean, I think it's pretty expensive. Nomad is the lounge at Tiffin's, right?
Yeah.
So just quickly for me, it would be Rainforest Cafe and then Yak and Yeti, number one, easily.
Same for me, but if I had eaten at all of the places, I bet $1 million that Rainforest would not be on my list.
Well, me too, probably. Yeah. I don't hate Rainforest. It's a chain, but it's a Landry's, and Landry's is most of their restaurants are pretty darn good.
Yeah, I don't hate Rainforest, but
Yak and Yeti's Landry's.
Yeah, but I don't think Rainforest, I get anything unique there.
Oh,
that
no,
I could get at like a Friday's or Chili's.
Correct.
You know, up the
I will say that Rainforest, you can eat on a decent, like you don't have to spend a ton of money there, and you get really big portions. You definitely could, like we were talking about sharing. You definitely could go to. You definitely can go to Rainforest and get an appetizer and one entree, and two people share that, and it's plenty.
I would definitely recommend Rainforest only for people with young kids that love animals, or if you happen to be an animal lover.
The theme,
so you're basically sitting for the ambiance.
Yeah, the theme's really good. And the food's not bad. It's just not anything special.
Yeah.
But, like, they do, like, a pastelaya. That's pretty good.
Yeah. But I mean, I think like.
But Yak and Yeti, in my opinion, is special.
Oh, yeah. But that's because neither one of us eaten at the other places. Like, I want to try Tiffin's. I want to try Tusker House. They're both on my list. I just haven't had the opportunity yet. I wanted to wait for Tusker House till it was a character dining again. So, yeah. But I mean, Yak and Yeti, I think, would probably even be on my list if I'd eaten those two places.
Oh, Yak and Yeti's.
Delicious.
It's really like in my, yes, that's, I was about to say I brought it up earlier, the ahi tuna nachos, just that is like one of the best bites of food I've ever put in my face. And then the last time we went, I forgot what it's called, but it was like basically a deconstructed like sushi roll. So it came with the rice and everything that's in a sushi roll, but all separated in a bowl. So it was kind of like a poke bowl that's kind of what a poke bowl is. But it was so good.
But yeah, I mean, I have yet to have one bad. I've never had anything bad from Yak and Yeti.
All right. So give me two of your favorite resort restaurants. Quick.
Right off the top of my head would be Sanaa, because bread service is life. Sanaa and, oh, damn it. Just off the top of my head, I'm drawing a blank on it in Pali.
Kona or Ohana? Kona?
Kona. Those would be just off the top of my head, since you're not letting me think. So, you're two.
You know, and this is based upon, so...
You made me think quick.
I know. So, this is based upon what I remember it to be. So, my number one would be Ohana. Unless it's changed. But, I mean, it's been a long time since I've been there for dinner. But when I did go there for dinner, it was fire. And then I also like Kona, so I'd go Kona, Ohana.
So basically, just you're going to eat in the Pali.
I would live in the Pali if they let me.
Yeah. Okay. Top two Disney Springs.
Please. So Deluxe?
Deluxe Burger, yeah.
It's pretty darn good.
Good.
I mean, I haven't eaten a ton of places in Springs. I mean, obviously, y'all know that. Oh, Play Pig would be my number one.
And I'm want to double check to see if Disney considers that.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of a hybrid. It's not necessarily
It is, according to Disney's website, it is a table service.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
White Pig would be my number one. My number two would be me and Caitlin went one time. Kim was there but didn't go with us. The eat Planet Hollywood. And I got a really good burger there. And then Caitlin got the LA lasagna, which was pretty freaking amazing. So I enjoyed Planet Hollywood. But Polite Pig is number one.
Yeah. And I did Planet Hollywood in March. And that's the first time I've been into it since it got redone. And menu's so much better.
Yeah.
For me, it's hard to do top two because I do try to do table service at Raglan or at Springs a lot. Polite Pig is 100% on there. I'm gonna pull a Sam and I am gonna do top three, which
go
Homecoming and Raglan Road. Those are my three. So Polite Pig, Homecoming, Raglan Road. So table service at Springs Boathouse. They have the movie theaters, dine-in theater as a table service. Homecoming, City Works, the Edison, which I hit the Edison in March.
It was
decent. Enzo's Hideaway, House of Blues. House of Blues would be on my top five.
See, I've never been to one there. We have one here, so it's like,
it's probably the same food.
Yeah, like, so I mean, it's similar. Like some people like, Blaze, you know, Deluxe Burger. It's a chain. We don't have one, so it doesn't. You know, it's not a chain to me.
Yeah, which for me, Blaze Pizza. I have one up the street.
We have one in New Orleans, but it's not one. It's not a place where really we go to. So
yeah, Haleo is on my list. I hear really good things about it.
Yes, I ate Blaze. I knew I ate Blaze before.
Yeah, Jack Lindsay's.
I've never eaten there. I've drank there before. Yeah. But I've never eaten there.
Morimoto Asia, which would have been on my top five. Paddlefish, Paradiso, Planet Hollywood, Polite Pig, Raglan Road, Rainforest, Splitsville, STK, T-Rex, Wine Bar George, and Wolfgang Puck.
What about Splitsville? Did we go to...
Yeah, I said Splitsville.
Oh, I missed it. Okay.
Splitsville.
I like the food at Splitsville.
I have to say,
I mean, everybody knows I'm kind of crazy about Splitsville because it's kind of just my place. But the food there is really good.
The thing that Kim introduced me to that was like the deconstructed poke bowl, which was like the tuna and the avocado that they took off the menu.
Where?
At Splitsville.
Oh, it's back on. I ate that twice. When I was there Memorial Day weekend, I took it back to the room and ate it both nights.
Okay. I ate it. Because I think November.
Sliders are good. That's a good appetizer.
November or January, it was off the menu. So I'm happy to hear that it was back on.
It's back on. I ate it both nights.
Yeah.
Yes, I ate it both nights.
I think once Kim introduced me to it, I think I had it like every night for the rest of that trip.
So good. That the dish I had at Yak and Yeti was similar to that. It was like a deconstructed roll.
Yeah.
Which was very good. So, yes.
And, of course, you know, sushi is incredible at Splitsville.
Yep. The pizza is good, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
So many times did I go to Splitsville. One of these times, I just need to get, like, the cheesy souvenir bowling pin cup thing that they have just to, like, add it to my collection.
They got the other thing, though, the frozen drink thing with the big straw in it that they do refill. Like, they do cheaper
refills. Like they do at homecoming.
Yeah.
I need to do that. I need to do one of those on the next trip.
Yeah. Big Wave Dave is one of the frozen drinks they have there.
Yeah. And I think it makes sense to do it at Splitsville because, let's face it, when I'm with you, we 99% of the time end up at Splitsville.
Especially if there's some type of sporting event that I will watch. I mean, a lot of times that's what brings us there. But then I guess that's probably what started me going there was the sporting event because it was the place to go watch an LSU baseball game or a football game or whatever. And then I kind of got comfortable there. Even when we went to Disneyland, me and Kim, when we'd leave the park, we'd go to Splitsville because there's one in downtown Disney and Disneyland.
That doesn't surprise me.
We'd go in there and we'd go straight upstairs. And two of the four nights or three nights, we were like the only two people sitting up at the upstairs bar. Like we would just chat with the bartender, have drinks, and then order some food to go. And then we'd walk back to the Disneyland Hotel and take it to our room.
And the wait staff's always great, too, when we go.
It's amazing. And this past, I mentioned this on the podcast that just came out. So if you're watching this, go back and go listen to the last episode of the Disney Nerds podcast, which was a recap of my last trip, which was my golf trip. We didn't even do parks. But we did, me and Wyatt did go to Splitsville. And the second night, the bartender we had, I forgot. I guess she checked Wyatt's ID because he ordered a drink. And she had mentioned something because she was from New Orleans. And, you know, here in New Orleans, like one of the things you ask somebody is, where'd you go to high school? And she told us. And she ended up graduating a year behind my godchild, Ashland. So she knew Ashland because she went to the same high school. So that's crazy. Crazy small world, right?
Yeah. Uh oh!
I'm out of beer.
Is that a beer? So that means we got to end the show, guys.
Got to end the show. I gotta walk over to the fridge. So thank you guys for joining us tonight.
And actually, you guys have not listened to not the last podcast episode, but the one before the this and that episode that Ed did with Sam and Melissa. That's a good episode. Go listen to the this and that episode. All right, guys. Well, we don't want to keep Jimmy away from the beer too long because we know how dangerous of a situation that is.
It's empty, a little chit-chit left in the bottom. Yeah. But we'd love the ideas anyway because we're always looking for ideas and topics for the shows, whether it be the live show or the podcast. So if you have any of those ideas and you say, hey, I wish you guys would cover this just because you want more information about it, We're happy to put that in the pipeline and try and do a show about it. There's all kind of great topics. So,
yep.
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram @TheDisneyNerdsPodcast and Twitter @TheDisneyNerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.TheDisneyNerdsPodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Thank you guys for joining. We'll see you soon. Bonne nuit, les gens. Good night, people.
And as always, stay attention to all of our socials, and we will see you guys next week.
jamboree. There's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in